The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
We have six more days until the biggest night in fashion, the Met Gala. Is going down next Monday. I'm so excited.
Yay! Yeah, I heard that one clap. Yeah.
They're thrilled. They're like, yay, this is so exciting. Yeah. But I can't wait!
You can't rip on it because it's a charity event. But if I could, I would.
Yeah. For sure. Remember, Jared Leto said you can still rip on it.
Yeah. When he was in here, we should play some of that back when the day before the Met Gala, because he's like, yeah, I mean, it is kind of one of those things where I don't think I'm going to do it anymore, but I had a lot of fun while I was there. But it's kind of like this elitist event, and there's a lot of pressure on picking out the right stuff to wear. So it's what you think it would be.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing him talk about it like that, because every year Jared Leto crushes the Met Gala. He always has a very interesting outfit.
He was a whole freaking cat last year.
I know.
Like best a mascot cat.
Yeah. Best costume ever. That's what I would do if I was at the Met Gala. Just like be a big cat and just troll all the celebs. I'd be in the back of photos just like licking my paws and chasing my tail.
He's smart. Get out on the hive. It's a great costume. Get out of there.
Exactly. So now people are wondering, well, who is going to be there? Because there's not a released guest list, but we all get very excited about who's going to show up. Me and Chris are very excited to find out that Zendaya is one of the co-chairs for the Met Gala this year because she's our fashion icon.
God, that girl's closet. I would do anything. Just to walk through it, just like peruse the clothes.
Her on the Challengers press tour the last couple of weeks, I have been gagged every day on Instagram. She's been promoting this new tennis movie where she's been wearing like a lot of like 90s supermodel tennis inspired outfits with like fun headbands and like tennis ball heels. I mean, I just love this woman so much.
I love the theme, and she embraces a theme.
She embraces the theme, and she does it so well because she can literally wear anything. So we're very excited to see Zendaya. Of course, we'll know that J-Lo, Chris Hemsworth, and Bad Bunny are also going to be there because they are her fellow co-chairs.
I think it's so funny. Chris Hemsworth is a co-chair, and I'm like, I don't really, when I think Chris Hemsworth, I don't think fashion. So I'm very intrigued to like see what he, like the level of interest he brings to it.
Yeah, I don't think that they choose them based on their fashion. I think they choose them based on how much money they can bring into the charity. And at this point,
you mean
kind
all
of
his Marvel friends are going to be walking the carpet? Okay.
Yeah. And I also think that it's a status symbol now for these guys also to be on. To be a chair on it.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And we also have gotten confirmation that Rihanna is going to be at the Met Gala. Yes. Although, don't get too excited about her outfit. She told E! News that she's not trying too hard this year.
Coming in as an extra this year.
An extra? What does that mean?
I'm coming for dinner.
What's your outfit going to look like? Give us a-
Really, like, chill.
Chill?
Yeah, I know. You think I'm lying. It's chill.
Like, just one color? Like, black, white,
just.
Why are you leaning into simple this year?
Because I'm a mom. I don't got time for a lot of.
That makes total sense.
100%. We can also assume that Kim Kardashian's going to be there because she hasn't missed a Met Gala since 2012. So if she doesn't show up, it'll be huge news. And she'll probably be there with some of her sisters. We can assume that ASAP Rocky is going to come with Rihanna as well. But the big news is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, are they going to be attending the Met Gala? And I can confirm that they are not attending the Met Gala. We got news last night that Taylor might be. And then we got news this morning that she definitely will not be from People Magazine.
Have they walked a red carpet together yet?
No! Okay. So everyone was so excited. They're like, if you're going to hard launch your relationship anywhere.
Oh, their relationship has been hard launched.
Well, I mean, like,
they're a festival over the weekend, hanging out with fans and stuff. Like, they're kissing all over the place now.
The Super Bowl was a hard launch.
It's not a bad launch, right?
It's not a bad launch either. But I mean, a hard red carpet. We're going to walk and do the step and repeat together. We might even do some interviews together. They probably wouldn't do that on the Met Gala, but like to see them maybe do like a matching outfit, like it would have broken the internet. So everyone's very upset about it. But you know what else has broken the internet?
Time to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's your breaking Tavis news now on The Bert Show.
Travis defined the relationship, even though we already know that they're dating.
Oh, did he change his Facebook status?
No, listen to what he's...
Could you imagine?
Listen to what he said at this recent charity event about his lady, Taylor Swift.
I was just talking to my significant other, and we might have one other option.
He called her his significant other, and you're hyped about that?
I am so not normal about this couple, and everybody else on the internet feels this exact same way. When this clip came out, we were gagged. We were like, his significant other, because calling her his girlfriend would be too insignificant.
So, because she's significant.
See how low the bar is out here?
Lord.
Listen, there's so little joy left in my life. Let me have this.
If this is it, you take it.
Thank you. All right, there's one country whose women are giving up on men. Wonder why. And now others are starting to follow suit. I'll tell you about this viral TikTok movement on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.